Your career is waiting.
Friday mornings, we get an audience with Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader and the movie critic at that publication as well. And last time we left, Mike, it's becoming like a serial. When last we left, the adventures of the continuing adventures of Mike Schultz, he was on his way to see Bridesmaids.
I was.
And?
I really liked it. I'm not in love with it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit long. And it tries too hard, I think, a few times. There's the, like, the most notorious scene is the one where they all get food poisoning while they're trying on bridesmaids' dresses, and everybody has, you know,
starts to puke.
Everybody starts to puke, and some people poo their pants a little bit in the street and stuff. And Kristen Wiig has, like, gone on the record saying that was something that Judd Apatow, like, demanded. You know, it's like, well, we need to have this scene in there. We need to have a scene where they just, you know,
so
lose
she was
their
trying,
bowels.
She was trying to distance
herself.
She was already kind of
trying to distance herself, and you could see why afterwards. It's like, their hearts just weren't really in it.
Not
it was
necessary.
Kind of, it was like it was a contractual obligation. Yeah, okay, we have to do this scene.
So Apatow kind of ruins the movie with his Apatow-iness.
This is Apatow. It's Apatowian for sure. But it's really smart. It's really well done. Quite funny. Kind of touching in a way, I guess. Melissa McCarthy is hilarious, who's on that Mike and Molly show,
which
I've never seen, but she's great.
She's the bigger
really
girl.
Funny. Yeah. Really funny.
Big face gal.
Yeah. a brand new stereotype, something you've never seen before. She's just this very heavy set, very sexually aggressive and confident woman. And she's
taking what she wants.
She is. No prisoners.
Yeah.
She's set. It's a ball. I had a good time.
You're going to get some loving.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not.
You're going to be loved by me.
And the thing is, you're going to like it.
She kind of convinces you it'd be pretty fun.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. I'm hoping to see that one in the theater, so I'm glad to hear you liked it.
Yeah.
Did you tweet a review? I didn't get a tweet from you.
I did.
Did you give up on that already?
No. I tweeted on my entire triple feature.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I must have missed it.
How many followers do you have now?
I don't know. I don't check.
Can we check? But,
you don't check. That's the whole point of having a Twitter account.
Is it really?
Is to know
somebody's
how popular
checking for me.
You are.
I'm pretty sure my boss is on it.
You have to know whether it's worthwhile.
Yeah, that's a good point. No, I've just had other things to do. It's been a busy week. Anyway, what else do we see? Priest. That Paul Bettany.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It's Paul Bettany playing a priest again, because that's what he does.
He's
always like a member of the clergy. Yeah, fighting demons and stuff.
I read a sidebar on this. This is like his fifth movie as a priest.
Yeah. I didn't realize that, but then I read them all, and I'm like, I think I saw every single one of those damn movies.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's like Jonah. It's like Jonah Hex. Not that anyone saw Jonah Hex, but it's like that comic booky Western type thing.
Now this is based on a very popular graphic novel.
It's apparently in Italy.
Yes,
apparently
it's an Italian
graphic novel. So I'm not sure how.
That's what
it's come to. We've run out of American graphic novels.
Yeah.
Now we're crossing the seas for them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a mixture of that and The Searchers, that John Wayne movie where he used to go rescue Natalie Wood, and Blade Runner. It's set in the future, or like Brazil. It's this futuristic neo-Western.
So what are you saying?
Ridiculousness.
So you didn't care for it?
I didn't care for it.
Okay.
I didn't have a good time. And finally I saw Jumping the Broom. I got caught up on that one with Angela Bassett and Loretta Devine, and they're the warring families. One's rich, one's poor. Marital comedy. It's fine. Pleasant.
Right.
You know, nothing to say there. It'll be gone soon.
We only have one movie opening up.
But it's a big one.
It is a big one. This is the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Now, this is the last one, right?
No. They got 5 and 6 planned, from what I read.
Why?
Well, it's by...
Because they make a fortune, you know?
The first one... I love the first one.
Me too, yeah.
And then I saw the second one, and I said, well, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. Now, it's your job to go see all of them. Was the third one any damn good?
The third one was better than the second one, I thought.
Okay.
But also because I was kind of happy that it was over. It was like, okay, good. It was Godfather 3. Well,
right.
We got away with it.
Right.
Yeah. All right, good.
Right.
Just close the book now.
Is George Hamilton in this one, too?
Oh, God. I don't know.
See, the first one, I only got like halfway through the first one, and I thought it was dry. I thought it wasn't doing anything. It must have got better in the second half.
I don't know. I really like that.
I love
I've seen
the
it a
first
bunch of times.
One. Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought, boy, this is taking a while.
Well, this is Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Johnny Depp returns as Captain Jack Sparrow, who crosses paths with the fierce pirate Blackbeard, and a woman from his past. Now, Blackbeard's played by the guy from Deadwood.
Ian McShane. Yeah, he's
great. Great in everything.
He's always great.
And Penelope Cruz is in this, too.
This mm-hmm. time they're going after mermaids in the Fountain of Youth.
Yes, that's right. And Jeffrey Rush is in this one, right, again?
And which he's one is
awesome.
He?
He's
he wasn't Blackbeard?
He's the one who he gets killed in the first one, then comes back at the end of the second one, and then is, let's see, I've got news here.
Davy Jones was the guy with the octopus beard, right?
I was going to say, who's octopus
Captain,
face?
Captain Barbossa? Barbossa?
Okay, Barbossa, yeah.
But he's back.
Being the old skipper of the Black Pearl.
That's right. Looking for the Black Pearl.
All right, so here's a little bit of the trailer, at least, for Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Jack, have you ever seen with your own eyes the Fountain of Youth?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
We know you're in possession of a map.
You could guide an expedition.
I could use a ship. What has become of my beloved Pearl? Taken. Blackbeard. But the Riggan had come to life. Our own ship turned against us.
Captain, I wish to report a mutiny. I can name fingers and point names.
Perfect. The fountain. Is that where Jack beheaded?
It is not the destination so much as the journey.
Let me ask you this, because I've seen plenty of commercials and I've seen the trailer and you know, it looks like it's a pirate movie.
Sure.
Are Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley not in these movies anymore?
No, they're gone. We're done with them. Which is kind of a good thing. You know, because they were kind of slowing down the action.
I mean, Johnny
for a while
Johnny there. Depp is why you go see the movies, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Right. But they're both gone. So,
if Penelope Cruz asked you, "Have you ever seen The Fountain of Youth?" wouldn't you think she's talking about something else?
I'd like to.
Sign me up.
God bless her. And that's it. That's on
it.
Like 20,
but
30
it's playing
screens.
On at least 25 screens
yeah.
near you.
Yeah. Well, there you go. This segment of the show brought to us by
Rave Motion Pictures. Yeah, I got my show times because I signed up for the email, and you can do the same. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for show times, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on a large popcorn and soft drinks, and they have the IMAX.
I'm just checking here on Flixster to see the show times.
Okay,
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hour, right?
You think it'll be every half hour?
There's one I know that's playing before 10 o'clock, so it means it's going to be playing all day and all night for sure.
All right, so Pirates of the Caribbean, you can see it at 9:55.
Let me ask you
10:25, 11. 9:55, 10:25, 10:55, 11:25.
It's every half hour.
12:30. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's on three screens, and it's an IMAX 3D experience.
It will fit your schedule.
So does that mean I don't get to see Thor in 3D IMAX? Yeah, I guess
it
doesn't.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. If I was going to go see Thor, should I see it in 3D or not in 3D?
Doesn't really matter. The 3D is actually pretty fun, I'm not a fan. But
right.
it worked for Thor, but I don't think you need it all
right.
Thor works, it's a comedy. That's how it works best, right. I think.
And now Water for Elephants in 3D, is that any good?
Elephants in 3D, man, that's fun.
Do you know the projectionists?
I've never met them.
You've never met
them. They don't have projectionists anymore. I mean, it's like a big DVD, isn't it?
Is it just one guy that walks around?
It's all digital. I think you just push a button and walk away.
Right.
Yeah.
So that whole thing.
Is it a DVD?
Oh, I don't know. I'm kidding. But it's a digital, you know, it's a button now as opposed to like looping film through a projector.
Right. So it's one guy in one room making sure that, start that now.
Yeah. I used to work at a movie theater in the 80s and 90s, and it was only a 7 screenplex back in the day.
Back in the day, was a lot of
screens. That was just me.
Even starting each day, or is it like programmed for?
No, I think you have to actually push things. I think you actually have to program
start
stuff.
The actual day.
Yeah,
you program the day.
You know what I miss?
I would imagine
is back in the day when you'd watch movies, there'd be the little thing in the corner.
I do miss that too.
That let the projectionist know it's time to change
the reels. The cigarette burn, right?
Yeah, right.
That they call it in Fight Club, I think.
Right, yeah. And you'd watch for that, and then you'd see how good of a job they did,
mm-hmm.
like making sure there wasn't any downtime.
Yeah. I was always a nervous wreck whenever I saw like the first screening of the day because I saw that and I'd be like, okay, please be correct. Yeah. And sometimes
those were
wasn't.
All union guys, weren't they?
I don't know. When I worked at the theater, it was all 16-year-old kids.
Oh, they were? It was?
So, yeah.
16-year-old kids in the projection booth?
Yeah.
Really?
This was like mid-80s. I mean, at one point, there was certainly a projectionist union, for sure. Yeah, for like
let me ask you this, because we were talking about this earlier in the week, and I knew you'd have my back on this. Do you remember the David Bowie, Mick Jagger video for Dancing in the Streets?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember they used to show that in the 80s before movies?
Yeah, that's right. They also used to show Simpsons clips a couple times. Do you remember that?
At the theaters?
Yeah, but back when it was on the Tracy Ullman show.
Really?
It was
that
before,
I don't remember.
Fox did it before, I want to say, War of the Roses and like Say Anything. It was like the late 80s when they were trying to
now, let
say
me ask you this.
Simpsons.
You were working at a movie house in Crystal Lake?
Yeah.
Did you
Nicely
to,
done, by the way.
Did you used to show the one where Larry Lujek hypnotized the chicken?
No, what is that?
Well, they would do this thing for WLS where it was... Uncle Lair and little snot-nosed Tommy, and he would show you how to hypnotize a chicken.
Seriously?
Before the movie.
Before the movie?
Yes!
That's kind of great.
It was awesome.
Wasn't the David Bowie, Mick Jagger thing in the theater, didn't they? Wasn't it tied with Pepsi?
I think it was.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think that's what they...
So that was probably the beginning of commercials at your movie, right? We can blame Bowie.
But we didn't mind because they look like they're having such a good time.
Yeah, and it was the 80s. We didn't mind much of anything.
He's Mike Schultz, and he's off to see Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Times. Read his review online at rcreader.com. And follow him on Twitter. What's the account?
Sure. Mike Schultz Now is the account.
Mike Schultz Now.
Because you get it now.
At Twitter, yeah.
Right.
So we can find out what he thinks of Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'll let you know in a few hours.
Probably before we sit down to lunch.
Yeah.
We're Dave and Darren.
We'll see.
And this is Rock 101.